When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Go by way too fast. KM to AM starts now. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Thanks for waiting, if you were waiting on me, but man, I know a lot of you were tuned in to listen to the legendary Howie Rose, and man, I was going to come in here and troll the Mets fans. I feel like I can't even do that now. I feel like it wouldn't be right to make fun of Mets fans and talk about the team in a certain way before the Subway. See, I got too much respect for the OG. I got too much respect for that guy. And listening to you guys call and talk, I can't even needle the Mets fans away. Maybe I'll give it an hour or so and I'll get my Yankee energy right. I'll get the feel right before the next installment of the Subway series. Yeah. 888-808-1019. Monday night. Stanley Cup Final, Game 7, the two greatest words in sports. Not really, but I mean, that's what we say. 10 minutes ago, it was 0-0. Now it's 1-1. It's a good game on if you're into puck. And I get it, a lot of people are not into puck. But what I don't get is how you can be paid to talk about sports, how you could be paid $90 million potentially by the worldwide leader of sports, and on a game night like this, on a game day like this, game seven of a great NHL season, one of the best ones in a long time as far as ratings, viewership, ticket sales, storylines. I don't understand how you could get on national television in the morning and make it about race and make jokes and use the same stupid line that we've heard Stephen A. Smith use. Well, I don't know anything about hockey besides the puck is black. It's like, bro, do better. What happened to journalism? Weren't you a beat writer? Weren't you a reporter? Like, isn't that how you started? Like, I didn't start that way. I haven't written any articles since I was in college. But for someone who got their career started in writing, researching, and putting together stories, you would think that Stephen A. Smith would do a little bit more research into the storylines between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers and what got them here, as the Panthers potentially could blow a 3-0 lead. I mean, we were looking at the Panthers like the Boston Celtics, like it was a foregone conclusion that they would just gentlemen sweep. We were looking at the Oilers like they were done, but I mean, you can't count out Connor McDavid, the best player in the league, depending on who you ask. You know, this week we talked about Willie Mays and everybody talked about how he's the greatest player, just you had to see him. I think most people that watch hockey, like the few games that I've seen Connor McDavid play, you just can watch how he skates, how he handles the puck. It's just, he's different. He's just a different level of guy. And man, I was disappointed to see Stephen A. Smith talk about only in America, Shannon. They got two black guys talking about hockey. We're going to do that hockey. Like, it's deeper than that, bro. Especially here in New York, which, like, that's funny to me. You didn't watch one of those Rangers-Panthers games? Not one, huh? You're not familiar with any of them. You got to make it about, oh, we're on ESPN. We're going to do that hockey. Yeah, do better. 888-808-1019. So the floor is open for any puck fans, any hockey fans that want to call in and talk about this game, as hockey will end tonight. And, I mean, they're only going up against the College Baseball World Series. It's great for them to have the floor. But I just thought it was odd today that, like, ESPN is airing Game 7, the Stanley Cup Final. And this guy that we just read about getting 5 years, $18 million a year. Can't just do a little bit of research. Just can't come through with a better storyline. Like, Just leave P.K. Subban to do it, right? P.K. Subban talking about how Connor McDavid's going immortal if he wins this game tonight. Hall of Fame, how this story, you know, I don't know. I picked up hockey because I got the opportunity to be a host on WFAN. Something that I took dead serious. Something that I thought about when many folks tell me, oh, don't worry about it. You don't need to talk hockey. It's not important. Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer. I'm like, well, I care. And I care about the listeners. I care about the fans that call the fan. And I don't want there to be a night where hockey is the main topic of discussion like it just was through this Rangers run. I don't want to be on the fan and not have a clue about who the Rangers are, who they're facing, the game. So I took it upon myself to pick a team. Shout out to the New Jersey Devils who have put me in the building, who have literally made me a fan. Out of all the teams I root for, my intro to my Devils fandom was unmatched. You know, being on the ice, being on the Zamboni, being VIP, being able to bring friends in, getting presented a jersey with my name on it. And man, the Devils are first class. How many nights have you heard me say that? But they have made me a fan of hockey. I didn't grow up a hockey fan. And I feel like specifically in Newark, where there's a large black population, I always see black folks at the Prudential Center. I always see black folks at the Rock rooting on the Devils. So it isn't just this, you know, the way Stephen A. Smith made it. And there are a ton of people, as you saw at the Stadium Series this year, droves of people in the freezing cold showing up to watch hockey. There are a ton of people that care about hockey. There are a ton of people that hockey is their favorite sport. And the hockey season ends tonight. 888-808-1019. I know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about Edwin Diaz and the umpires and the sticky stuff. What I'll say about it is this. I do think it's kind of odd that this has happened, I think, 7 times. And 3 out of the 7 times were Mets players, Mets pitchers. Yeah. MLB has only suspended pitchers for sticky stuff 7 times. 3 of them have been the Mets. Max Scherzer, Drew Smith, Edwin Diaz. So I understand Met fans that are saying, hey, they got it out for us. Hey, they're looking extra hard at our guys. Or, you know, even some people saying, hey, they've got it out for the Mets ever since Steve Cohen bought the team. I don't know if that's exactly true, but I would say that this new regime of David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza, they're going to end that. They're going to make sure that that doesn't happen again. They're going to have somebody checking on that because you can't have what happened last night happened right now. Terrible timing. For Edwin Diaz on national television to go out there with even a little bit of a substance, that it was visible by those high-definition ESPN cameras. I mean, he's got to know better. But his story is, hey, you know, I use the same stuff. I don't know. It was a hot night. There's a bunch of different things you could say about it. He's got to know a little bit better. But it's unfortunate as we head into the Subway Series that the Mets are rolling. One of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team actually in baseball, winning series, hitting the baseball, looking like a complete different team in the last month. And they lose their closer, Edwin Diaz, who came back and was obviously struggling. And people are thinking now, hey, maybe he came back and found his stuff with a foreign substance. Maybe he's lying because, of course, if you get caught with something, you got to lie and say, I did this, I did that. It's just the way that it's set up in Major League Baseball right now. I think this is the third, fourth season, 2021. I blame Josh Donaldson. I was so mad when Josh Donaldson literally called out Garrett Cole. And when Garrett Cole was asked about spider tack, he froze. Like, it's like an unspoken of thing. It's not something that I'm talking to you reporters about. It's like it's a baseball pitcher thing. But ever since then, we've had guys derobing. We've had guys, you know, being checked. And, you know, I saw a lot of folks pointing to Clark Schmidt. And how Clark Schmidt got the opportunity to wash his hands. And, you know, I said something earlier today that I retracted, but I'm like, Clark Schmidt is a starter, not coming out of bullpen. And it's just different. There's no rhyme or reason with a lot of these things with these umpires. If you listen to me, I've gone in on the MLB officials. We need the challenge system next year. We need robo umps next year. 2025, man, Fred. Enough is enough. It's in the minor leagues. Enough is enough. Because now, in present day time, with social media and everything going right to social media, many outlets clipping these ejections and these back and forths between umpires and players. Like, it's getting to the point now where these umpires have too much ego involved. They're supposed to be seen, not heard, They're supposed to call the game. And I feel like there are too many of these guys that have an attitude. And I guess you got to have some type of authority over the game. But at the same time, it's just like nobody paid to see the guy behind the plate calling balls and strikes. And they don't get held accountable at all when they're terrible. 888-808-1019. Like, we don't need it. We're going into 2025. The future is now. Major League Baseball, there's so many little things that irk your fan base. Like sitting in the ballpark, not knowing what's a hit, what's an error, what's going to be, like, who knows anymore. The rule changes and blackouts and just there's so many things with baseball that over the years, it's like it could be so much better. This is an easy fix. We got to remove some of these umpires and their God complex and their ego. And we got to make it more streamlined, more standard, where if Edwin Diaz is claiming, and maybe he's not lying, that he's used the same thing every time and nobody else has made a fuss about it, nobody else has even called him out on it to throw him out about it, then, you know, what happened last night? We got to get to the bottom of that. 888-808-1019. Either way, the Mets will be without Edwin Diaz. They called on Drew Smith last night and had to take him out. They're already down Sean Reed Foley. And I mean, going back to the Jorge Lopez stuff, one of the funniest things that came out of last night was that the Cubs, who now employ Jorge Lopez and Tomas Nito, one of the funniest things was like, there's a mole, there's a rat. Like, the former catcher and former bullpen mate tipped off the Cubs organization to talk to the umpires to check Diaz, and that's how it got done. But either way, the Mets will host this next installment of the Subway Series. And I'll tell you this. I think it's the most overhyped rivalry in baseball. They don't get like this for the Crosstown Cup in Chicago. It is what it is. But for the most part, it's like, you know, it's not like this. Cubs fans and White Sox fans, they're just on, you know, two polar opposite sides of the city. And they're not like each other at all. The Cubs fans dominate that city. Same thing with the Dodgers fans dominating out there in L.A. And then you got to go out to Anaheim with the Angels, who are never good, never go to the postseason, versus the Dodgers, who are always in the postseason. They don't get all fired up for that. Or even the Orioles versus the Nationals. There's nothing really there with that rivalry. Am I missing one? I don't really think there's one between Tampa and Miami or the Texas teams, the Rangers and the Astros. Like, no, we hype up the Subway Series because this is New York. This is the capital of baseball, the history that we have. MLB Network being here, MLB headquarters being here, the MLB store, and just all of the fans that fill up the ballparks. We care about baseball here until football starts. And even when football starts, we care about baseball more than other regions in this country. And more than other regions in this country do we have the casuals and we have the fans that play both sides. Oh, I'm a Met fan. Oh, I'm a Yankee fan. Oh, I'm both. Oh, I root for the city. Oh, I want them both to win. But then we also have hardline fans that are like, we hate the Mets. We can't wait to beat the Yankees. I can't stand the Yankees. I would never root for the Mets. So it makes it fun. I remember in 2021, that environment, having a weekend series at Citi Field, it was amazing. Coming out of the pandemic, I'll never forget some of the scenes that I saw in Citi Field. You know, even just walking in and the loud chants of, let's go Mets, let's go Yankees. It was crazy though. I saw too many fights, too many things escalate, and that's why we get these Tuesday, Wednesday two-game sets, and they don't want you to get all drunk and, you know, drive out of there, and, you know, it's a little bit safer. So if you're going to the game, call me up. I don't think I'm going tomorrow. Shout out to the Creatures. I know everybody's talking about the tailgate and the takeover and all that. I don't like driving all the way to Queens. I don't have a ticket, but obviously that could change by like 2-3 o'clock tomorrow. I'm excited to watch Gerrit Cole pitch. I'm excited to see Gerrit Cole actually have a longer leash, have his second start here. I'm excited to see Luis Gil the next day bounce back from his last start. And I think the Yankees have obviously the edge facing David Peterson and Sean Manaea. But right now, right, the Yankees have been losing to good teams. They lose three series in a row. They lose to the Dodgers. Whatever you think about the Red Sox, they're a decent club and they got a good manager. They lose to the Red Sox. They lose to the Orioles. They lose to the Braves. Are they going to lose to the Mets? Are the Mets a good team? We're about to find out. I think this is a collision course I think the universe never unconnects. The timing is perfect. You could see it coming as the Mets hit rock bottom, being swept by the Dodgers. And then they started to make little moves and tweaks here and there, changing the lineup, not letting some of the same guys fail, sending guys down. And now they've really started to hit and come together, whether you want to point to Grimes, whether you want to point to Francisco Alvarez, Carlos Mendoza, Edwin Diaz, Francisco Lindor, JD Martinez, whatever you think it is. At least the Met fan has a season. At least the Met fan that never gave up on the team, which is okay if you did. It's another thing, too. Some of you guys trip me out with the fan policing, especially with, like, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Oh, you thought Aaron Judge was hurt. He's allowed to slump.
Yeah, he is allowed to slump, but if he was hurt in spring training, there's a good chance he could have been also hurt to start the season. It's not out of school to think that. But also, with Juan Soto's recent struggles, if you can be critical of Aaron Judge, you absolutely better be as critical, if not more, of Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. I don't even have enough time to get my opening. This time's going to fly by. I'm on till 12. But listen, with Juan Soto, he's not above reproach. He's here for right now. He's being regarded as the $600 million man. Here comes the main stage, Juan Soto. The New York Yankees versus the New York Mets. Steve Cohen in attendance. See how you like Citi Field. See how you like the fans. Your first Subway Series, where most people that watch baseball and talk about baseball think your two suitors, the top two suitors, are the Yankees and the Mets, and we know you don't want to leave New York. So here we go, bro. Get it together. Stop fumbling the ball in right field. Don't let a ball go over your head. That's a 99% catch probability. Stop looking for walks. I understand some of you think a walk is as good as a hit, but the team is struggling right now. And we know you've been great. We know you've been fantastic. No one's turning on you. But when you raise your hand up with 1 second expecting these umpires who have an ego and a God complex to grant you timeout, baseball doesn't work like that. You got to raise your hand and stay in the box and wait to get that timeout. And when the team's struggling, and that's the last out in the eighth inning, for you to get rung up like that, it looks weak. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll talk all about it, man. 888-808-1019. I got 3 hours to go. Call the show. BRB.